I have read some good books on prayer. The only problem is that when I began reading those books, I began to feel the need to pray, and I have a tendency to put them down, either to pray or put them down out of conviction that I'm not praying enough or I'm not effective in prayer. I think just about every Christian I've ever met or talked to, no matter how much they prayed, did not think they prayed enough. But I think a saying of one individual was correct. They said, "That man who does not pray can hardly be called a Christian." And that's what I think of praying, talking to God. Listen to what happened when the disciples asked Jesus if he would teach them how to pray. It's found in the 11th chapter of Luke, beginning with the first verse. "And it came to pass that as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." You see, Jesus gave them a very simple prayer to pray. They had been waiting on him as he communed with God, and he was in touch with God. But he gave them something very simple. It's the form of prayer. This passage reads as though the disciples were waiting on Jesus as he prayed a long time. And perhaps he did. But the kind of prayer that Jesus was doing was communing with the Father. And this is not something that has a form. It's simply from the love of one person to another person and wanting to commune and talk with them. There was a monk once by the name of Lawrence. And Brother Lawrence was a very lowly man in the monastery that he was in. But he learned how to commune with God. And he learned to make every day, every moment, no matter what he was doing, a place where he was in communion with the Lord in whatever he was doing. He had that constant contact with him. I would love to have that. It's not always easy to do, but to always be walking with Jesus. That's what I think it means to be in communion with him. And there are times where we stop and we pray. And Jesus said, what are those times? What should you say? Father, your will be done in my life. Father, your name is great. May your kingdom come in my life. May your will be done here just as it is in heaven. So rule my life. Give me every day what I need, Lord. I'm trusting you for that. And forgive my sins. For I am forgiving everyone who has done wrong against me, and lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Pretty simple prayer, isn't it? But so much is there. Let's pray. Our Father, one who is in heaven, I glorify your name. I worship you. I give you great praise, for you are my creator. Your name is great. May your will be done in my life, Lord. I will do what you ask me to do. Help me to discern that in the scriptures and in my prayers with you and my communion with you, and I will do your will. May your will be done in my life, just like it is done in heaven. And I pray, Lord, that you would give me what I need today, what I need to eat, what I need to drink, clothing and transportation and the things that we need to get along in this world that we live in today. And I trust you for those. I'll work very hard, but I know that you will help me. And Lord, deliver me from the evil one, from the temptations that I fall into, Lord. Lead me away from those things. Help me to find that avenue of escape today, that I might not sin against you when I am tempted, that way that you have promised that I may escape, and so live a life that is undefiled today, Lord. And Lord, if I do sin, I pray that you would forgive my sin and help me to do better and pick up and go on. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.